Tim Dittman here on Sports Talk, and today we are talking with David Diehl, a University of Illinois alum, standout on the offensive line, won two Super Bowl titles with the New York Giants, and his latest venture is with CBS Sports Network as a college football analyst. He'll be on the call Friday as Boston College takes on Northern Illinois, 8:30 Central Time on CBS Sports Network. Dave, thanks for joining us. Tell me first, how did this new opportunity come up with CBS? I know you're still going to be calling NFL games on Fox, but how did this new opportunity come up for you?
Well, the fact that being in New York City and being in the New York media market for the last 15 years after having a late 11 great seasons with the New York Giants, you know, I heard that CBS may be looking for college analysts, and I jumped right at the opportunity. I love college football. I love the game of football. I love being able to see younger players develop through many years of college football. I love coaching. I love taking all the things that I've learned over the last 20 years about the intricacies and the ins and outs of complex offenses and defenses, and being able to do it on TV and help coach and educate the great fans of college football. So for me to have this opportunity, I am beyond excited, and I absolutely love college football.
You've obviously are yet to call a college game. You've got your first one coming up this week, but what do you think will be the major differences for you in announcing the pros versus announcing a college game?
Well, I think, number one, the amount of players obviously is a big difference in college. There's a lot more players. There's a lot more research in order to do. There's a lot more researching and finding games sometimes because, unlike the NFL, not every game is televised right away. So being able to find games and scouting reports may be tough, but, you know, I love it. I love watching college games. I love the fundamentals. And the one thing that goes along with that, the college game may not be as fast-wise in regards to athletes and players as it is in the NFL, but I will tell you what, the way that some of these offenses in college are pushing the tempo and the amount of plays that they're getting in, it's unheard of.
You mentioned it there a little bit in your last response about watching film and things of that sort. Give the fans maybe some insight into what a typical game prep is like for you for, you know, an NFL game that you've done in the past. Prep work to get ready for the broadcast. What's a typical week like for you?
Oh, it's a typical week is a grind, to say the least. On Monday is my day to basically break down and start gaming the roster and start looking at that. And once I start breaking down the roster, then I go back and I watch game film of both teams. For myself, I have Boston College in Northern Illinois this upcoming week. So I've watched the last five games that they had of last season already in preparation for this game. I start doing my boards and my board for Inside the Press Box on Wednesdays to get all that filled out and get that done. Thursdays are days spent either interviewing with the opposing team or the home team, vice versa, and then it just depends on whether the game's on Friday or Saturday. But the biggest thing is preparation, is studying film, seeing if you can forecast or predict what you're going to do, and see on the field before it happens. But the biggest thing is that, like I said, the knowledge of each and every player that's out there on the college game, that's the biggest thing that you have to be prepared for and have their stats and ready to go and be just like a fantasy football addict sitting there watching the game for each and individual player.
We're talking with Dave Diehl, former Illini standout, won a couple Super Bowl titles with the Giants, and his latest venture is an analyst for CBS Sports Network. He will be a part of the team this Friday, Boston College taking on Northern Illinois. Let's talk a little bit about your alma mater, David, and Lovie Smith, year two. Curious how closely you're following the progression of the program under Lovie and maybe what you're expecting from your alma mater in year two under Coach Smith.
I'm definitely watching. Not only Coach Lovie Smith, who I've had a great relationship with throughout the years in and out of the NFL and now the head coach of the Fighting Illini, but also, if you're looking at Josh Whitman, the athletic director, he's somebody that's a close friend of mine and that I played with at the University of Illinois football. So I'm very excited about the program. Obviously, last year wasn't what they wanted. It wasn't the expectations going 2-10. But I think that was kind of what was expected. I know that as a coach and as a fan, you want to win every single game, but the fact that they really didn't have a spring ball to get prepared, they didn't really have their first recruiting class. There was a lot going on in order to go out there and play sound, fundamental football in the first year, and they made strides towards the end of the season, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this season. I'm excited now they're getting their recruits in here. I'm excited that, you know, right now the way that it looks, that Jeff George Jr. is going to be the starter, but he's getting pushed and he's getting competition by Crouch. He's getting pushed and getting competition by the junior college transfer, Dwayne Lawson. That only makes George Jr. better, but it also makes the team better. And I'm excited about the staff. I mean, if you really think about it, Lovie Smith has put together a NFL-caliber staff that has more seasons in the NFL than any other college staff in football, so that their coaching fundamentals, their coaching technique, their coaching offenses and defenses that translate to the pro game. So if you are in the state of Illinois, let alone the city of Chicago like I was, why would you want to go someplace else when you can go right in state at Illinois and have a place that's going to prepare you for the next step if your goal and dream is to play in the NFL?
You might have seen this week there was a little bit of controversy in Champaign related to something surrounding the football program, and I understand if maybe you don't want to comment on this, but you might have heard that they're doing away with the war chant. And obviously, Josh Whitman, your friend as athletic director, was a part of that. I mean, certainly there were a lot of administrators involved. You've been very outspoken about traditions like that. You say university, or you used to say University of Chief Illiniwek on Sunday Night Football. I don't know if you want to comment specifically on the war chant or just traditions in college football and at your alma mater, and where do you think they're going or anything like that?
And now, you know me, once and then always from the University of Chief Illiniwek, you know I'm a huge supporter of that. And like you just said, if we keep stripping these things from the University of Illinois, we're going to have no history or tradition anymore. What is it? Halftime now is going to be completely silent. When the team's coming out of the tunnel and they have the smoke coming out, where I'm sitting here thinking about it, closing my eyes, getting goosebumps about what that meant to me. Now you can't do that anymore. It's just stripping away so much of the fabric of what the university is about and what being a part of the alumni tribe is about. So for me, it's very difficult to see this stuff happen.
Sure. Talking with Dave Deal, former Illini, and he'll be calling college football games for CBS Sports Network as well. As continuing his role as calling pro games for Fox in the NFL. Real quick, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, Dave, about the recent concussions news that has been in the news over the past couple of months, in particular that Boston University study that you might have seen that said a high amount, I think 90 or 95% of brains of former players that were studied tested positive for CTE. And certainly, you know, concussions in sports has been an ongoing issue, but that study kind of put it back in front of everybody. I know you battled some injuries towards the end of your career, but I'm curious, did the concussion side of things play any role in your decision to retire? And I guess, what in general do you think about that issue?
First and foremost, I want to say that, you know, this is a very serious topic and a very serious issue that, you know, people have lost their lives over. Family members have lost, whether it's their husband, their dad, their son. It's very difficult and very emotional to talk about, because those that have lost their lives are the ones that paved the way for the future of the NFL and paved the way for the future of football, that when anything like this to this magnitude happens, the research, the diagnosis of it, the ability now to get baseline testing has completely changed the game, and it's changing the game in order to make it safer for the youth of football. Granted, is it fixing things now? Is everything completely done? Is all the research set up? Absolutely not, but they are taking the steps in order to make this game as safe as possible. I mean, look at the way that the equipment's changed, from helmets to the shoulder pads. Look at the way that people have changed the way of tackling. I remember when I was a kid, you used to be told, get your face in there, hit with your face mask, and that's completely different now. All the way from the pro level to the college level, You're working on rugby tackling, which is side tackling with gator rolling. So even though this stuff has happened in the past, and concussions are going to happen in football, just like they happen in women's soccer and women's field hockey as well. But now having the fact of understanding the information, understanding the medical background, making sure that kids have baseline testing from college to pros all the way down to the Pee Wee levels, it just now is starting to enforce more of the background of what concussions are, to where in the past it used to be, you just have a headache, it's gone. It's completely different now, and it's because of that, the game is getting safer.